Hey guys, what's up? It is Aaliyah Nicole on Lovely Podcast, and I have my husband with me today for part two of Rings and Things.
What's up? What's up?
Yay! Woo! So again, from our first episode, if you guys hear anything in the background, it is mainly our dog, Kobe. Breathing tornado. Heavy. Yes, the menace to society. He's back here playing with his ball. And we didn't want to leave him anywhere else in the house because he'll start crying and just mess everything up. So he kind of with us today. So it's actually me, my husband, and Kobe.
Yes, so all three. You get three today.
Yes. For the first one. But yes, welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for having me back. Of course, of course. I mean, I live with you.
that is a very I didn't think about that.
But
yeah,
you
didn't have a choice, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't have a choice, you know. But yeah, so let's go back into kind of like the last episode that we did together, Rings and Things Part One. Mm-hmm. We talked about New Year's and the new year and how we wanted to enter the new year with, personal goals of ours and things like that. Mm-hmm. So far, since we've talked about that, do you feel like you've done anything towards your goals or?
That's the question. What were my goals?
Oh my gosh. See, and this is why, I was talking to a few of my coworkers the other day and I said, I don't feel like January should start off like your New Year's resolution. I feel like it's like a trial period to see how you're going to like work out your goals for the rest of the year. I feel like February should be like the start of like your actual commitment to whatever goals you have.
February. Yeah, I would say about February.
I mean, does that make sense?
Well, for me, I have the memory of a goldfish. So like, I don't remember what
we had to eat. This is true.
Yesterday.
This is very true. But my memory is terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, like, I apologize if I don't remember what my goals were.
And see, this is why also writing stuff down actually helps.
Yeah, but then you gotta get a pen.
See, no. But it's not even that. You have a whole phone. You have a smartphone that has notes in it, and you could just type all of this stuff down. Writing and typing is technically the same thing because you still have to use your hands to put anything on paper or in notes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
So you're saying it's just my fault? That's
it. Yeah, I mean, in a marriage and in any type of relationship, there has to be some type of accountability. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it, then somebody else has to. You know, so someone else kind of has to be able to kind of help you with your accountability.
So what you're saying is your fault?
No, it's really not. But it's just more or less like, okay, well, you should know your goals. You know, I know my goals. And for me, I've kind of started with some of my goals.
Okay.
I kind of did.
Okay, so what?
I didn't stick to them because I have terrible issues with like sticking to like a specific. Yes, consistency. Yeah. Yes. So for me, like I have to like get in this mindset of like, okay, Leah, you have to do this. You have to stay committed. You have to stay consistent. Otherwise you just like, it's not necessarily a fail. It's just more or less like you just really being lazy. Like you just not focused. Mm-hmm. You're not motivated. Mm-hmm. So I have to put myself in a state of mind to where, okay, you have to do this. Okay. It's not just to better yourself, but it can also help better the people around you. Okay. Or at least set the example.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree.
I'm just saying that's for me personally.
So what? Okay, so I'm gonna tell you like this.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you. So I do think one of my goals was to get close to God.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Let's hold on before we go any further with that. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Okay.
So. Not that I like always want to ask people like what are their what is their relationship like with God? But I personally, for me, I just like to be curious, because I know my faith in God is not the best, or like my relationship with him is not the best, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not so much of you being, you know, better or having a full relationship with God is like better than the other person's. Cause you see more people who, you know, are more into, you know, their relationship with God and everything is about God, where yeah. some of us are lukewarm. Yeah. And then some of us are just not existing, you know? So
yeah, I'm definitely just lukewarm right now.
You feel like you're lukewarm?
I'm lukewarm.
Okay.
I have my conversations. Mm-hmm. Could I read the Bible more? Of course.
I feel like all of us can. I mean, that's just something that we all, you know, could do more. Yeah.
So, you know, I could read the Bible more. Mm-hmm. But I do have conversations. You know, I talk to them like I'm talking to you right now. I feel like sometimes, and people look at me like I'm weird, but you know, that's them. And mm-hmm. you know, they're heathen. So, you know, it's I just, you know, I do feel like I can do a lot better. Mm-hmm. As far as that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I would say that I'm also lukewarm, but I'm also making sure that I do put in that work to not be lukewarm, I guess.
If
that makes any sense.
Yeah, you gotta try to always be better.
Yeah, there's absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, so then what else?
Did I say something about, gosh, I probably should have listened before I actually got on here. shoot. Okay.
Well, we also talked about working out and going to the gym more.
Yes,
we so did. Like, as far as working out and things like that, like, was there something specific that you started doing to work on that?
So, we actually, with the Planet Fitness, mm-hmm. you're getting the membership today, right?
So, okay, I already did my membership.
What? Hold up. Oh, no, you didn't. That's so messed up. That makes me look like crap right now. I can't believe you did that. What?
Yeah, I did my membership already.
This is the
already,
first time I'm like, hearing about this. Seriously. Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I signed up like this morning.
Oh, you dirty. You dirty because you knew I didn't do it. You were going to have me on.
No, here. Honestly, I didn't know you did it already. I thought you Ben did it. I honestly did because we both agreed that we were going to sign up either, last night or today.
Yes, I thought we were going to do it today.
Okay, but how am I messed up? I just talked about accountability. I'm going to be accountable
for myself. Let me tell you let me tell you how I feel like she's so messed up right now. She knew, this is her show, right? This is your show. You picked the topics, right? So you knew before you got on this show that you had better get that membership. And now I'm sitting up here without a gym membership, looking like I don't do my work and what I'm supposed to do to get better.
No, that was not the plan. Wow. I promise y'all,
as soon
that
as
was
this is over, I'm getting my membership.
That was not the plan.
And I'm getting the most expensive one. I'm getting the most expensive one on the market.
Tell you what, I bet you I'll be in the gym before you, though.
Oh, that's not happening. That's not happening. That's definitely not happening.
You know what, though? I can say one thing about you is that when you do start something, you do, like, see it through. Versus me, mm-hmm. like, if I start working out, it'll, like, 2 weeks, like, I'm good 2 weeks. And then after that, the moment I take a day break,
It's that day break
that messes me up. Because I be enjoying that day off to not work out.
I've been on a consistent. They say, "Oh, you're not consistent." I've been on a consistent year cheat day.
Cheat day, yeah.
For about a year, I've been on a cheat day for about a year.
I think that's just something that we should just get rid of altogether, because cheat days are just the days off. Like a day off, of course, I feel like you need a rest. You can't overwork yourself. But cheat day is just something that just, it's got to go.
Yeah, no.
Got to go. That should not even be an option. And I'm just saying, in personal, You know, y'all can, anybody else who's doing it or working out or whatever, do whatever cheat day you want. If you've already been committed to it, you've already been working out, can keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm saying for us beginners, people who are just starting out, no cheat day. No, eliminate that.
Well, and I'm just a firm believer that if you do, you can do both. I don't know. I'm just a firm believer of that. Mm-hmm. You can do both. You can eat what you want to eat, but you got to work it off. You got to do what you got to do to work that off. So, you know, if you want to have that cookie, mm-hmm. then you got to work off. I would.
Now, can you have the cookie and walk at the same time?
I mean, you can. Leah, no, I don't like walking. I just feel like you walk everywhere. Walking to me is not an exercise.
It is.
No.
It is. Yes, it is.
Fat people walk all the time, and I don't mean to offend anybody. That's you know.
No, we're not here to shame anybody.
But bigger people, mm-hmm. let me just say it like that. Bigger people walk all day long, and they're still big.
So then your theory, basically, I'm saying you can eat whatever you want and work it off. Walking is a part of exercise.
I don't see how. Big it people is. Walk everywhere. They
do you
walk
know
to
what?
The car,
do you know what hiking consists of? Walking, like you're literally walking, but you're on an incline.
That's the thing. You're on an incline.
Still, it doesn't
walking
matter.
Walking down the street is not a workout.
I'm not saying down the street. I'm saying like you're walking, every day, like more than a mile.
On a straight like road?
Yeah, I see people. On my way to work, I see people do it. You know the guy that we see in the Dallas jersey all the time.
That old guy be
He started out as walking before.
But then he started.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, no, of course,
that's
you,
different than you just walking as mm-hmm. a workout. That's what I'm saying. Like that's mm-hmm. jogging.
I'm not saying that you consistently walk like every day for whole year. Like, no, you have to elevate it. You have to like take it up a notch mm-hmm. after you've gotten used to the whole thing of like walking. Now time to jog or, you know, fast walk or whatever you want to call it. You know, so yeah. Okay. But yeah. So as far as like working out and, you know, gym stuff, since I did mine already.
Oh my god.
Yes. Oh, let's talk about something a little more exciting though, just a little bit.
Okay.
Because one of our goals that we didn't say on this podcast, but one of our goals also part of this was to kind of like be a little more adventurous and start doing more, you know, things outside having more fun, right?
Yep.
We've always been WWE fans.
Always.
Even before we met each other, yes. I was watching WWE since I was a kid. And
I was probably watching consistently.
Right. So
forever.
Since we met each other, like we found out that we both love WWE. And we've just been watching it for as long as, you know, we've been together. And we've been to a few of the shows where we first met John Cena in Greensboro.
Yeah.
Which was super exciting because we were like right in the front row.
Yes.
I got to touch John Cena's hand, which was so freaking awesome at the time. And then we had went to WrestleMania.
Sheamus shaded you that one time.
Listen, first of all.
She was a huge Sheamus fan.
I was a huge Sheamus fan,
And nobody was more happy to see her get shaved.
Yo.
I was like happy and upset at the same time because how dare you shave my woman.
Y'all have no idea like the extent of sadness I had and anger I had at that time. Like I was like, I get that maybe they have to stay in character, like maybe like all day or however it works.
He wasn't in character.
But I tried to say hello to this man and he just like brushed me off as if I was just nobody, as if I didn't pay for no tickets. And I was just some person off the street trying to say what's up to him. No, no, no. I was so hurt. I was so hurt. And then I looked at you with all this hurt and pain and you was laughing in my face.
because if you had known Leah at that time, like nobody was greater than Sheamus.
Nope.
And it's like,
nope.
I'm like, dude, I am better than Sheamus. And like she would diss me all the time. No, you ain't better than Sheamus. And I'm like, I can beat Sheamus.
Okay.
I can definitely beat Sheamus. Okay. And so, like, to see her get shaded by Sheamus was
the greatest day of his life.
It was. I wouldn't say the greatest, but it was definitely up there.
And you know what? It's okay. It's a lesson learned. To me, I feel like it's a lesson learned. Because, one, I've always been a John Cena fan. That will never change no matter what he does.
Never.
It will never change. I was always a Randy Orton fan.
Yep.
I was always a Triple H fan.
Yep.
I was always a Roman Reigns fan.
Yep.
Even when he was in S.H.I.E.L.D., it don't matter what that man does. It don't matter. The Rock fan. But with Sheamus, it was always a little iffy with him sometimes, like, for me. Like, it was just like, okay, well, I like Sheamus. Like, he's my guy. But there was just certain things that I was just like, nah, I ain't feeling that. I ain't feeling that at all.
Yeah.
And when you go up against my greats, like, my top five greats, we have a problem.
Yeah.
We have a big problem. Now, if those top five greats go, like, together, like, they fight against each other, then I have a problem.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at now.
Right.
But so you won't continue.
But speaking of that, the reason why I brought that up is because we had just recently went to WWE SmackDown last night, which was so freaking awesome. It was amazing.
I absolutely loved it.
So when we first got there, AJ kind of humbled me a little bit because I was so excited that I immediately just got tickets. And to me, I thought, like, you know, we were not technically close to the actual ring, but, like, we were able to see the whole stage and everything, right? We were sitting up high. Little did I know when we got up there, them seats were so tight. I swear if someone just, like, tapped you, you would just fall and that just be the end of your entire life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how high up we were. And he looked at me and he was like, this ain't it. This ain't it. Like, he said, yo, I'm having vertigo. Like,
let me tell you, I'm short for a reason. I've always felt like God made me short because he knew that's where I belong. And you sometimes I do get upset.
Oh my gosh.
That I'm not, like, you know, 6'5". Because right now I'm standing at a good 6 foot. So, okay. Like,
you know, somebody is not going to agree with that.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, I God made me this way for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you sat there, and first of all, let me tell you, I was low-key kind of mad at you, but I was like, you know what, she tried, I can't be that bad. Leah has been telling me for weeks, she was like, I want to go to this wrestling event. So I'm like, okay, bet. Look, we got to go. I remember I told you.
Yes, because we've been talking about it for weeks since one of my coworkers brought it up because I had no idea.
Yes, but hold on.
Okay.
Now, this was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, we got to decide what we're going to do. I said, okay, yeah. So I was like, I meant to look for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. Before the end of the day, I will. We had a track practice because I coach track. And so I was like, okay. I was actually looking for the tickets when she called me. And I said, she was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for the wrestling tickets. She like, oh, I already got them. And I'm like, what?
Because, okay, no, y'all don't understand. When I say I want to do something and he's looking, I get it. Okay, you're looking for options and things like that. But when it gets closer to the date of, like, when we need to go somewhere, it just, like, my anxiety gets so bad to the point where I feel like if I want tickets to go somewhere, they're going to be sold out, but, like, in 24 hours. So if I don't get them now, then I'm just going to be mad all freaking weekend.
Which is true with certain things. Certain things you can't rush for. Certain things you can't wait for. I'm sorry. However, you can wait for this. You can wait for... Now, WrestleMania, you got to get your tickets where they get. But just a normal Friday night SmackDown event in Charlotte, North Carolina, you can get tickets. All right? You can get tickets.
I didn't know that.
So... You know, I asked Leah because I'm like, okay, you got tickets.
What seats were they? I showed him the map and they were like at the top, obviously.
I knew when I saw the section I was gonna be in trouble. I knew it. That jump said 224. I'm like, oh god.
Like we up there.
Anywhere in the twos in an arena.
It's not, a nosebleeds.
Now twos in a stadium is great seats. Mm-hmm. Twos in the arena are bad seats. Very bad.
They're not that bad.
Leah.
They were to be fair, they were not that bad. However, it was just the way the seating was, like I said.
It felt like when we were going to them seats, we were climbing the stairway to heaven. That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
I was like, if I sneeze,
like that's
I'm gonna fall down.
Like and you're a whole goner.
Yeah.
I was actually holding my breath as we were passing people because I was like, oh my gosh, we are like it was just so tight. And then the seats up there, like I don't understand. Okay. I feel like for me, I'm mm-hmm. a little big for my size. Like, I'm a little thick. Okay.
She's not big. You're thick.
I'm a little thick from my size, and sitting in them seats, yo, my thighs were like.
Everybody's were
hamburger buns. Just
if
like
you looked at everybody. just, don't care what body shape you are. If you look at everybody, everybody's like this, like scrunched up,
mm-hmm.
shoulders in. Oh, I'm just happy to be here.
Me yeah, like you couldn't move.
Me personally, that wasn't.
But anyway, yeah. In the midst of all of that, we had looked up some more seats.
Yes.
And so, because at some point we were just like, this just ain't it. Like, I mean, I'm glad we here and everything, but this just ain't it. So then I looked on the website or whatever and saw some other tickets that were on the floor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just immediately got those tickets and ended up like on the floor. Like we were literally sitting next to the cameraman.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had good seats this time. Like it was really good.
Yeah.
So it was a much better experience than sitting up there. So I'm glad that we like did that. So he did humble me a little bit. He looked at me and was like.
She was like, you know what? We already paid. I'm like, look, I get these.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the future.
In the future, just relax, okay? Yeah, just calm down.
I mean, like I said, certain events you can't relax for. Some, you know, right. Like the Cat Williams situation. We had to hurry up and get those.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just certain situations. But yeah. But it was great seats, mm-hmm. a great event.
Yeah, we got to see most of the people that we wanted to see.
Most.
Roman Reigns.
The Rock. Now, The Rock usually ain't there, but Roman.
Moment of silence. But anyway, that was one of our goals for this year. And then we have goals to go to WrestleMania.
Yes.
Of course. So those are coming. That's coming up very soon within like less than 2 months.
That's in April.
So, because that's in April and it's in Philadelphia. So.
We'll see.
We shall see what happens with that one. But other than that, what other goals like did we have?
So we did that. We did.
Okay, so your whole basketball basketball and football situation, like so, you're coaching middle school.
Yes.
And so now you're in the process of getting your own. What is it like league or something? Like break it down for me real quick.
So basketball season is over. It ended very painfully.
It didn't end painfully. It was just more or less like it ended.
It didn't end
painfully. Not on a good note. Yeah, like it just didn't end the way in my head it should have ended.
In my mind, it's championship or bust. And if like I said, it's but I will say this: I'm very proud of.
Oh yeah, we're definitely
my kids.
Definitely proud of them.
They played their butts off.
Yes,
we played one of the top kids. Feel like he's going to be a major problem in the future.
Yeah,
and we lost by 5.
We can't be mad at that.
I can't be mad at that.
I mean, you always feel like you should fight harder and definitely do better.
Yeah,
but
I'm definitely
for those odds. I'm okay with it. Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
I'm definitely proud of them. So after the season, I guess that most of them are going to do their high school AAU team to get ready for high school.
Mm-hmm.
But the show don't stop for us. We're going to, you know, last year they wanted to make a AAU team. Mm-hmm. And so we did that for them. We created the AAU team. And, you know, now we want to continue that AAU team. So that's what we're doing now. We're getting things together, getting ready to start that, getting in the process of that. And hopefully soon we will we'll be starting our own AAU team. With, you know, last year when we did it, we didn't have any jerseys. We had practice jerseys.
Yeah, so practice jerseys.
I'm working on getting jerseys. It's you know, I'm also doing flag football and track this year for the school. So.
And then aren't you also supposed to be doing middle school football?
Yes, and middle school football, but we're in the off season for that. But yeah. And we do. So I'm.
It's but that's a lot for this year.
It's a lot.
That you're doing year. Right now.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
But, you know, yeah. Yeah, we're doing that. So I think that was one of my goals, is to continue with the AAU thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah. So it definitely looks like you're working towards that, and I'm like super proud of you, and I am so glad that I get a front row seat to see all of this happen and come into fruition. So, yay me!
Thank you for
being the best supporter and the best fan and the best wife.
Yes. And I know I told you
I'm
this
kidding.
After the season started. No. I know I told you this after the season started. But I do want to say thank you, because you have been my number one supporter. You have supported me. You've been to the games. You know, when I was upset, you were there to talk it out with me and things like that. So I really do thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I love you, and I thank you for that.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about like relationships. Like, you know, as far as like our marriage, like there are some things that comes with trials and, you know, happy moments and down moments and all of that stuff. Like, what are the goals for like us to better communicate with each other, better to support each other? Like, we can, and I feel like in a relationship, you could always take it up a notch. You can always like, you know, step your game up a little bit, because it's just something that, you know, in a relationship, you always have to improve something. Mm-hmm. It can't always be the same thing and being complacent in where you are. So like for you, what are some things that like we can work on, or like things that we can like improve on in our marriage?
That's a good question. What are things?
First of all, I don't even know. Time out. I don't even like the way he breathed just now, because he did like this, as if like we have so much going on, and just like
that wasn't that type of sigh. That was a sigh that was like, okay, good question. I didn't see that coming.
Right.
Let me think, because we don't have a lot of issues. That's what that was.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
So all right. Obviously communication. I feel like you said that. Communication, I feel like, is key. What else? Communication.
What part about the communication do you feel like we need to do better in?
Just, I feel like the things that we want in our relationship, maybe we could let it be known to the other person, hey, I would like this in our relationship. It may hurt, or it may, you know, make it better, but this is what I would like. You know, dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, to me, sometimes I struggle with that, you know. You know, because sometimes as a man in the relationship, it's like, okay, whatever. You know, but, you know, it's always good to make that communication. Hey, this is where I would like our relationship to be.
Right.
You know.
I feel like, because I had this conversation with a friend of mine, and not, like, speaking, you know, in detail about the conversation I had with my coworker, not my coworker, but like one of the people that I talked to, we were just talking about relationships and like, you know, just being in a marriage specifically, like it, like I said, it comes with its ups and downs. And one thing we did touch on is how like men in the relationship aren't as vulnerable as women are. And I completely understand that. We women are more nurturers, we're, you know, caretakers, we're, you know, more sensitive. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, we're definitely more feminine, obviously, you know. And so in a relationship, like, we try to care and, you know, nurture you guys into making sure that you guys are okay as with being vulnerable with us as the, you know, the wife or the girlfriend, whatever relationship you're in. And something that she said, it was just like, it was just something that I kind of, you know, definitely related to it, how like men, you know, don't always tap into that, not necessarily feminine side, but that sensitive side of, you know, wanting to be vulnerable with their feelings.
You want
to
know why?
Why?
Because that's, as a man, you being vulnerable is, it's not an option.
But who taught you that it's not an option? Because you have to be taught, you know, with certain things, like,
not all the time. Experiences. Mm-hmm. Experiences would teach you in dealing with life in general, mm-hmm. as a man, especially as a black man. Mm-hmm. Life would teach you that you better straighten up. Mm-hmm. Because I don't care how many times you cry, especially as a man, that makes you look weak. Mm-hmm. And you would be treated as such. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the experiences that you have in life will, I guess, you go into a relationship sometimes thinking that that's the same thing. Because, again, from, as you know, some, the way some men think is that, oh, if I cry around a woman, I look weak. Mm-hmm. A woman wants a weak man. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's hard to be vulnerable and, you know, have the confidence that you can be vulnerable around certain people. Because I saw what Shaq said. I don't know if you saw what he Mm-mm. said recently. And I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, but I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. He said you can't cry or be... I don't, something.
You can't tell your woman your secrets or something like that.
Something
she'll
like
it against you. Something like,
yeah,
that.
She'll use it against you or something like that. I can't remember word for word, yeah. But
which I disagree with, obviously. Mm-hmm. If anything, you should tell, especially your wife. Mm-hmm. You know, your vulnerability, your insecurities, your secrets. However, you know. They may, you know, that's anybody. Anybody could do you dirty and bring up something you tell them mm-hmm. in private. You know, that's not just females. That's men do it too. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
So yeah,
I think it, like, the way I see it, like, I definitely in some way understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. And how just men in general. Obviously, I'm not a man, but. I've seen how men teach other men, or, you know, how people, like, most men speak on how, like, being vulnerable, like you said, is weak, and you know, you gotta be strong, you can't cry about it, you gotta keep moving and all this other stuff. And I feel like people don't also realize that it's the same thing for women too. And I'm not saying that it, and, you know, doesn't validate how men are feeling, and it's mm-hmm. not to discredit how men feel, mm-hmm. but people don't often talk about how women are also taught the same thing too. Because sometimes we can't be vulnerable around most men, and I feel like it has to be a balance. I feel like men can be feminine as well. You're mostly always going to be masculine, of course, but there is a feminine side that you can tap into that makes you feel comfortable enough. And it depends on the person that you're with for you to be vulnerable, for you to cry, for you to say how you are feeling in that moment. And like I said, it depends on who you are with. Okay. That gives you that space to be vulnerable.
Okay.
Same thing goes for women.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how did we get on this topic?
Because I asked about marriage.
Okay. All right. So now that we declared how we got here. Okay.
Okay. Right. Memory. Here we go.
So I told you I had that. All right. So, okay. Society. Yeah. Because you said earlier, you mm-hmm. like what you said, you were taught. Oh, you can't be vulnerable around men?
Most women aren't able to be vulnerable.
Most women aren't able. Yeah. But what does society tell you about female versus a man? It's okay to be vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
As mm-hmm. far as a female is.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, society teach you, you can't.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, society can go based off, it's based off of how people, one, if there is two parents or a single parent in the household, and what you are taught to be, and the people around you. And then on top of that, like, I feel like when you listen to society, everyone has a different experience on how they live their lives. Personally, how you live your life is how you are going to move and like how you're going to be in your life and around the people in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around a bunch of men who are going to tell you, you shouldn't be crying, you need to toughen up, you need to be a man about it, that's how you're going to live your life. Because again, that's how you're taught. That's mm-hmm. how you're formed and, you know, all these things. For women, you can cry about it, you can be sad, and you can, you know, because that's what we're taught. Now, on the opposite side of that, there are some men who have, you know, with just women in households, and some men are taught that you can cry, that you can be vulnerable, that you can be sensitive. On the opposite side, for women, most women, they see their mothers being, you know, a single parent and doing everything that they, you know, are supposed to do as a single parent. And most women grow up to, you know, think like a man. Okay. and be a boss, and that you're taught to be tough and all this other stuff. And that's why we have most women who are more, who feel like they are more masculine than men.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's perfect. That's perfect. I will say this from the man's standpoint, if they grew up with a single parent, we feel like we have to be, you know, we have to grow up faster than what a two-parent household young man would have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we want to put our mom in better situations, so we have to get better. It's no time for crying at that point. It's no time for feeling sorry for yourself at that point. Mm-hmm. You got to get yourself out of it. So, you know, I just wanted to, I agree with everything that you said,
mm-hmm.
except for that part. But yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's I agree with everything that you said right there. I mean, mm-hmm. that's absolutely pretty good.
Yeah. But on personal levels, we both grew up with basically single parents,
mm-hmm.
and both of them are our moms. And so I think personally, both moms have done a great job with raising us and, you know, allowing us to be who we are and love us regardless of anything. And so, like, I think you have turned out to be a great man and a great person, not just a husband, but a good friend, a good son, you know, and all those things above. And so, like, I just wanted to say, like, I'm proud of the person that you are and where, you know, where we started and the man you are today. Like, I'm very proud of that. And I think you have done a great job with balancing out the two of being masculine and having, you know, that vulnerable side, especially with me of all places, like of all people, sorry, of all people. So, but
I thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're so sweet. I like you.
I like you too.
But yeah, I wanted to touch on that because, like I said, I had a conversation, and so, you know, it was just something that was on my mind that I kind of wanted to, like, just kind of bring up, especially like with us and mm-hmm. just, you know, working on our relationship and even just individual, you know, I think it's important that as a marriage, communication, of course, is key, but how we elevate that communication is by being vulnerable, by mm-hmm. being more open and being more like honest with each other. Not that we aren't honest with each other already, but, you know, doing the extra work to being more honest and more open and being like straightforward.
You know what? Damn, that was good.
Was it?
Because let me tell you, like I said, that's why I had to stop. I'm like, dang, how did we get here? And it's like the way you tie both of them together. Because I brought up communication. And you're like, yeah, but you got to be vulnerable to communicate. I'm like, ah, that's how we got here. Because up until you just said that, I had no idea how we got together. I had no idea. Gosh. I was so lost. But that's how we got there. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Mm,
no, that was perfect. A perfect segue into everything. You're good at this.
I did not know where I was going with that, to be honest with you.
You're really good. You're really good. Claire Shay Shay ain't got nothing on you, girl.
No.
Claire Shay Shay ain't got. All we need is a good couch.
Yes.
To tell all.
Yes.
We good.
Club Shay Shay, I'm available. If you need another host, you know. But yeah, like I think that for us, we, you know, are able to communicate the way that we communicate with each other. Like, I love it because like, if you look at how, like, when we first started, how every relationship first starts, mm-hmm. you know, like, we're, you know, in the honeymoon phase, whatever they call it, and, you know, we're lovey-dovey and all that other stuff, and then it's like, bam, argument after argument after argument after argument, and it's just like, there's no way for us to, yeah, Kobe, I agree with you on that, too.
He's just being, we're not doing anything to him, I promise you. He's being extra.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but I need him to relax. But yeah, I lost my train of thought now. Mm.
It's not me. It's not me that did it.
But the way we communicate versus how we did before, like, I'm so proud of how we've had to have those hard conversations that not many people want to have in their relationships. Like, they avoid them and it just makes it worse over time. And so, like, I just love how we've forced ourselves to sit down and have the hard conversation and talk about why we said this and why we said that and how do we fix it and work on this and that, you know? And I'm so proud of us. I need us to elevate now.
Yeah. I mean, that, yeah.
Like.
And we will. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's, I mean, you're in a marriage. It's a constant elevate. You're going to feel like you can elevate, you know, at all times. You should be able to elevate at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Because no marriage is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how they make it look on TV.
Right.
No marriage is perfect.
It's not.
So, you know, you got to always elevate and always try to, you know, work on it. It's, you know, and it's funny, like, when we were getting married, people would tell me, oh, man, it's a grind to stay married. And I'm like, pretty much, we were together for 10 years.
Like, right. Like, we know each other by now. Like,
and then it's like marriage hits you and it's like, damn.
Like, wait, hold up. There was no manual for this one. Like, where, why is this? Where's chapter 10 to where we get to the good part?
Why is it more difficult than just being boyfriend and girlfriend in the house?
Right.
You know, but it's different. I can't really explain it, but mm-hmm. I love the journey that we're on.
Yeah, and the fact that we've, like, grown to know more about each other mm-hmm. is just... It blows my mind at how we have grown up together and learning about each other and learning, like, our dislikes and what we like, and we're still learning about each other. Like, that's part of a relationship, is constantly having to learn something new about this person. Mm-hmm. I may like one thing one day. 6 months from now, I won't like that thing at all, and I'll probably like something new, and he's just like, wait a minute. I thought you liked this. No, so you like this?
She does it to me all the time.
You know what I'm saying? So
all the time.
But like,
I'm pretty consistent. Would you say?
I would say you're pretty simple. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
That's something to think about now. Yeah. That is something to think about.
I gotta think about that. I said it. I just said it just to say it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true or not. It may be completely false. I may be the most inconsistent person.
Right. But another thing that I found that's like also more important, like just as important as communication, is learning to date each other. I've heard that so many times on my Instagram and TikTok and everything, is that you have to constantly date each other. Like, go on dates and, you know, look good for each other and all this other stuff. And it's just like, it's something that at one point never made sense to me. Mm. Like, what do you mean date each other? Like, we're in the house all day together. Like, we're around each other all day. We go out every now and again. Like, is that not the same thing? Mm-hmm. But when they mean, like, date each other, like, go, like, get dressed up, meet each other at, you know, a restaurant or something, and just enjoy each other's company. No phone calls, no nothing. It's just you two mm-hmm. having a good, fun conversation and learning about each other.
And you know, like...
And I think that's something that we actually did not too long ago when we went to that new restaurant that I told you about, State of Confusion. Something that I don't think we've ever really experienced. Like, we've gone out to eat, mm-hmm. but to do that was, like, for me,
it was different.
It was different.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is that I also, I was on Instagram, and, like, you know, I listen to a lot of motivational stuff, and one of the motivation things that just popped up on my screen, I was not, like, I was looking for it, but just popped up on my screen, is, like, 5 things to do while you're living. And it's one of them was
skydive.
No, it wasn't okay. No, I'm definitely not doing that. Okay. But it was don't be afraid to spend money. Mm-hmm. Experiences is needed, and you can't, I forgot how they said it. It's you can't, like, you need to evaluate experience because you only get one life. So you need to always have.
Not to say that you need to go broke just to experience life, but
don't be afraid to spend money on experiences, pretty much they were saying.
Right, because exactly.
You only get one life.
Exactly.
Experience all that you can.
Yeah.
And when we when it came down to the seats last night, I was mm-hmm. thinking about it. I'm like, I ain't paying for another goddamn seat.
Right.
But like, I'm like,
but
you know
we
what?
Needed the experience. It's
up there, we just wasn't going to get the experience. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. To be down there was a great experience.
It was. So, it definitely was.
You know, I'm like, you know what? We got it. We're going to be good. I spend the money on the experience.
Right.
And
we both had fun. Like, we both were like, I thought I actually was going to lose my voice today. I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah.
But, like, this morning, it was a little rough. It was a little rough.
Yeah, and if y'all hear me, I know, like, I could be talking a little bit low. Mm-hmm. Just because I am a little, you know.
Yeah.
Not under the weather, but you know, it's
all the screaming.
Rough.
And
yeah, it's a little rough for me right now.
All the cheering, you know. But, yeah, I just feel like it's also important to just date each other. Like, yes. Just go out, have a good time. Don't matter where, it doesn't matter where you go, whether you go on a picnic or go for a walk in the park or whatever it is. Like, it's important to do those things.
Yeah.
To keep, it's not just about keeping the flame. It's just about keeping each other close. Because when the outside world is going to tear you apart regardless of what you do. Like, the world is just going to break you down every now and again. Mm-hmm. You're going to have those moments to where I don't feel like I could go on. I don't feel like I could do this or whatever. But I feel like as long as you have that one person beside you, the outside world, it just is what it is. It is what it is. And having someone who is literally my best friend and my everything with me in this world, it makes me feel like I could just take on anything. Even if I have one of those bad days, I could call him and just be like, babe, I'm not in a good mood today. I'm not okay today. I need you to just listen, or I just need you to sit in silence on the phone with me for a little bit so I can figure it out. Yeah. And he will definitely take time from his job, from work, and just to talk to me. And I would definitely do the same thing for him. And I think that's always important in every relationship. Every relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not going to get that with your friends. You're not going to get that with family members and, you know, things like that. Like, they're always going to be busy. And sometimes we just can't expect for people to drop everything for us. Mm-hmm. You know, and so with me and you, I feel like we're able to do that for each other. Because to me, I feel like it's me, you against the world. Yeah. And it should always be like that.
Yes.
So.
I agree.
Yes. But
wonderfully said.
Yay.
Did I say it right? Wonderfully.
Wonderfully said?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Beautifully said.
Beautifully said.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Boom. But this was like a really good topic. I like this one.
I like this one too.
I like this because I feel like we tapped on, like, you know, different sides of, like, just like different things that, you know, we've experienced, and just talking about the fun that we have together, and just... Hopefully we gave advice to some people, whether you like our advice or not. But
I mean, you don't have to take advice. I mean,
No, you definitely don't. Definitely don't.
Everybody's different, so.
Of course.
You know, just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take our advice, but just enjoy the show. Enjoy life as in general.
Yes.
I do have
one thing that I do kind of like want to talk more about, but okay. Like, let's make it brief.
Okay.
So, personally, it has nothing to do with, like, our specific topic or anything, but as far as football goes, like, what's going on with the Panthers? Because...
You said briefly. It's impossible.
Because, man, listen.
So, I will say this. And, okay, first of all, let me back up, because... I stood up as if I'm proud to have this. I ain't proud of this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. I ain't proud of this. Mm-mm. But we got this new coach. And I guess most of the females are liking this new coach now. They're like, he's one of the hottest coaches in the NFL. Now, I ain't say that.
Is he young?
Yeah, he's young for a coach, yeah. He's young for a coach. Mm. But NFL coach, he's young. I think he's... Okay. 40, early 40s.
Oh, so he's like young, like the Miami Dolphins coach.
I think they were actually like around the same age. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, they were like, he's one of the hottest. That's what they say. One of the hottest, youngest coach. You know, they said him and the guy he bought were two of the hottest young coaches.
Okay.
So that's up to y'all discrepancy.
Just break it down for me just for a little bit. Like, so what is our future looking like with the Panthers? Because this football season was horrific.
It was.
It was I don't even know if I should have cried or if I should have been like really like pissed off and go on like a rampage because, or go on, I don't know if I should have gone on strike or like, because my emotions were all over the place. So I was like, this is a disgrace. I cannot do this. This is so stressful.
So I'm going to say this, outside of the quarterback, because I have yet to truly evaluate him. You can't.
I mean, you can't. No. And I don't think it's fully his fault. No.
Definitely
absolutely not.
You know, it was, we didn't have good coaches, in my opinion. We didn't have good coaches. Our owner was, you know, he was involved a little too much. But I do believe we're better than what we were last year. And I feel like we will be better than that last year. Now, this time next year, I could be in the same situation and be even more pissed because I believe in them again. But you know what? That's how I am as a fan. And as a fan, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, be like, hey, we're going to be there next year. And, you know, but I do believe there's only one way that you can take this season, and you can only go up from here.
I hope so.
After last year, so.
I hope so, because, I mean.
But we do got better coaches. He's I do believe in him. He has experiences with making the quarterback around him better, and that's what our young quarterback needs. That's what Bryce needs. Somebody that believes in him, somebody that wants him to be better.
That pours into him. Yep.
So, and he's a fiery guy. I saw where Michael Keegan had something to say. Did you see that when I sent you that?
No, I didn't.
This man went.
Oh my gosh, I have to watch it. Okay, that's my fault.
This man went on. So they have the NFL Honors, which is the yearly awards for the NFL. And he was making his little joke, you know, the in the monologue or whatever they call that, the Junkhead Award shows. He had the nerve to say, Taylor Swift is in Japan. The only thing further than her and any kind of Super Bowl chances are the Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
And so that hurt.
Oh, wow.
That definitely
you
hurt.
You know... People don't understand how really hard it is to be a Panther fan. Like it's hard. Y'all think some of y'all teams suck? Like, I mean,
Well, yeah.
No. But I'm just like, okay, let's just say what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Like right in there.
Right. Let's just say what it is. You know, like if y'all think y'all team is bad, like I mean, imagine how bad like we feel having. Literally the worst team in the NFL.
Well, so here's my thing. And this is how I go about it. I've been here before. We've had 1-15 seasons. We've had that before. This is not our first time being this low. And we always bounce back. And I do truly believe we will bounce back. But the only difference is we don't have a first-round pick, obviously. But you don't need a first-round pick to be successful. You just don't. Because a lot of people pick first-round pick and never pans out. So, I mean, you know, I do believe in this team. I will always be a fan of this team. As much as it hurts or it brings me joy, I will always be a fan of this team. I bleed Carolina Blue. It will always be there.
I respect that. I definitely respect that. And as your wife, I am here to show support.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. Help me.
You know what's crazy?
I'm gonna say this.
I'm taking applications right now for Panther fans. If you want to be a Panther fan, take an application now, because when we come up, I remember every single little joke that all y'all had to say about my team. And I will be having receipts.
Okay.
All right? I'm coming like Uncle Sam is.
Not including me. You get it too. No, because I've been to every game. I have been to every game.
She has.
Okay?
She has. But she had throw little jabs. She'd throw like little rocks. Everybody would throw rocks. Leo would throw pebbles. I will say. She'd throw little small pebbles.
I'll throw some little small pebbles. But them jumps her
too. And I'm going to get her back. I will get her back too. Everybody that has wronged me and painfully and was part of my pain and my sadness will
rue the day.
They will rule the day. That they done that to me. And that is it. That is all.
Well, I'm glad we ended it on a good note. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, this is a really good conversation. I appreciate you for being here and just, like, you know, putting up with my foolishness, you know what I'm saying? And just allowing me to be me. Because not everyone gets to see this side of me all the time.
No.
Because I am much more goofy than people actually really think.
She truly is.
And more clumsy.
Oh, damn.
I'm actually more funny than people actually give me credit for, okay? I am funny. Wow.
I mean, I thought you were still talking. I thought you were still saying something.
Wow.
I thought you were still saying
something. Okay, so I am not that funny, but, okay, I can make somebody laugh, all right?
As long as you're funny to you, you're good.
You're right. I am funny in my head.
Isn't it? That's all that matters, because you will always make yourself laugh.
You're right. Right. Doesn't and laughter is the cure for everything. If I make myself laugh, listen.
Yeah, no. As long as you make yourself laugh, you're good.
Yes. Anyway, like I said, good conversation. Thank you so much for just being here and being supportive. And thank you, Kobe, in the background for scratching my couch.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you. I hope you guys found this funny. I hope there was, you know, some enlightenment through this conversation. Appreciate you all. Love you, and I will talk to you later. You're not gonna say bye?
Oh, bye. That was loud.
Okay. Bye, you guys. Next time.